Suns playoff coverage presented by Four Peaks Kilt Lifter.
The home of the Suns run to the championship. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station and the Arizona Sports app. The Suns sweep the Nuggets in four.
And the Suns are going to move on to the Western Conference Finals.
Bickley and Murata talk Suns Nuggets now.
Yep, Suns sweep the Nuggets in four. They'll sit back and wait. The winner of the Utah Jazz-LA Clippers series, that resumes tonight in Los Angeles. 2-1, the Jazz lead that series. But we got a lot to talk about and what just transpired in Phoenix and Denver. And here to talk about it with us, Suns analyst, also SiriusXM NBA radio host, Eddie Johnson, joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Just had me a good lunch and on my way to do my radio show, but I thought I'll just take some time out
nice.
And talk to you for a minute as well. That's it.
We always appreciate that, Eddie. I mean, what a performance by the Suns so far, and to win seven games in a row in the playoffs, to put Denver away in four. I mean, what was your biggest takeaway from what you saw over these last four games?
Well, again, it's just the buildup of consistency. And understanding that each game is its own entity and not getting excited about the fact that you had won, five games in a row, six games in a row, seven games in a row. It's just about taking each game as its own individual asset and trying to build on it. And that's what this team has done. And extremely impressive in how they've carried themselves, how they've stepped on the court and been professional. And, I got a lot of kickback, when I was talking about this team toward the end of the year and people saying, well,
see if we reconnected with Eddie. Eddie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That much better. Hi, Eddie.
I'm sure you were saying something great. Go ahead and continue.
I probably forgot, man. I'm old, man. Y'all think I'm supposed to remember these things? But I was talking about really experience. And, no disrespect to people that didn't play the game, but, they're quick to always go to, oh, you'll have any experience. Oh, listen, it's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
It's basketball. We've been playing it since we've been 10, 11, 12 years old. We played in adverse situations, and you carry that forward. You don't get rid of it just because you've gotten to the league. And Devin Booker has experience. You know what he had experience in? Losing.
Yeah,
right.
You had experience in losing.
Right.
And so you don't want to lose anymore. So that propels you. That propels you to do what? Do the right thing. Be a little bit more less aggressive early. Let your teammates maybe add to what you need to do. Listen to your coaches more. Listen to Chris Paul more because he has the experience. That's what you do.
Yep.
And that's what you're seeing with this ball club right now.
All right, speaking of Chris Paul, how masterful was he yesterday, and what does it do for this team's confidence to, in Game 1 of the Lakers series, if you're a member of the Suns, you're thinking, uh-oh, we just lost our leader, to have him back now playing at the level he's at, what does it do for the team? And just tell me what you think watching him now.
Well, I knew he would eventually be fine because it wasn't a lower extremity issue. And I think that's the one that pretty much lingers with guys. I've had dislocated shoulders. I've had pinched nerves. I've gone through that. Massage and just round the clock, just care gets you back right again. So I knew that he would be eventually fine. So I wasn't surprised at him coming back in the LA series and being effective in certain areas and now back to his normal self. Look, guys, remember I just said it's basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is my issue with analytic people. And they'll remember me forever. I'll be long gone. They're still going to remember me because it's just basketball. And Chris Paul takes what the defense gives him. That's all. He takes what it gives him, and he builds his confidence off of that. So they don't want to really blitz the two-man game. So they want to drop the guy off because they're afraid of DeAndre Ayton getting the lob. And so Chris Paul comes off. He takes a couple of dribbles to get away from the defender that's chasing him, and he shoots a jumper from 10, 12, 13 feet. Look, when you grow up playing this game, that's the first thing you work on. Like, in order to improve your range, you're taught to improve your range from in out, not out in. And that's what he's doing. It's easy. I mean, they've made the game so simple for him. They want to keep backing off, and this dude is going to destroy you. Now, he had, 37 points?
Mm-hmm.
But yet they'll say three is worth more than a two.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But what's the percentage on you making them three? And what's the percentage on you making twos if you work on your game? It's a closer shot. It's an easier shot.
Yeah.
And that's all he's doing. He's not doing nothing. He didn't invent this. I mean, Steph Curry does it. Kevin Durant does it. Kawhi Leonard does it. DeMar DeRozan does it. PJ Warren does it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll name guys. And you check all those guys, their field goal percentage is always pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And that's all Chris Paul is doing. And he's unstoppable right now.
Eddie Johnson, Suns analyst, SiriusXM NBA radio host, our guest here on the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line. Still a lot of people talking, I'm sure, in Denver, I'm sure nationally, about the Nikola Jokic ejection. I thought it was warranted considering everything that transpired at that point. Were you surprised? Did you think it was warranted, Eddie?
They went by the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I believe Jokic was trying to intentionally hurt campaign? No. I thought his pride was wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as I tweeted out earlier, Chris Paul was damaging his pride. Now, people say, well, it's not like Hakeem and David Robinson. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's an MVP candidate throwing it at an MVP winner, and you don't have to guard him. You just be in the same game dominating. That's all. That's what that's about. It's not about him dominating Jokic. It's about him dominating the game. And I think Jokic, with the fear of getting swept, it started to wear on him. And he was upset he didn't get a foul. And he immediately went over there and to take out his frustration. Now, to his defense, he did get ball, but he got nose too. And for people out there to say, oh, he just scraped his nose, stand in front of me and let me hit you, swing as hard as I can, right on the tip of your nose, and tell me I won't make you cry. I mean, how dare people, man? They
I know.
People always want to judge somebody when they get pain. You don't know what the pain is unless you're experiencing it and feeling it. And that kind of like half hit on the tip of his nose, that hurts. Okay? And that's a guy that wound up, and that's why he got kicked out. Think about it this way. Say if he and Devin Booker had got into it before campaign, and they just got into it, and they were woofing each other. And Jokic hauled off and swung at Devin Booker, but he missed him. But he missed him.
Yeah.
Does he get kicked out of the game? Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Does he get suspended again? Yes, he does. What is the difference? He went over there mad. He swung hard, and he connected. Even though he didn't try to do it. It's not about trying to do it or not trying to do it. It's about winding up. They know you're flustered, and he got caught. And it's unfortunate. It should not have happened to him. He's a great sportsman. I love the fact he came out, and he apologized to campaign. But at the moment, he wanted to knock the stew out of campaign.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. All right, as a former player, I'm curious what you think about this. How is, aside from the obvious, but how is this prolonged rest going to affect the Suns?
Well, put it this way. All right, what would you rather have? The prolonged rest that could affect you, or you limp into the conference?
I'll take the rest.
Thank you. So, and then on the other hand, if they have to play past Sunday, right, or at least not till Sunday, then what are you going to face? You're going to face a tired team.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather take that. I think the Suns can work the rust off. Yeah, they're going to be a little rusty, or they might not be. It all depends. You know, but the one thing we do know, they're going to be healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, we do know that. Eddie, thanks so much for the time, as always. We appreciate it.
You're the best, DJ.
Always, guys. Take care. Enjoy this beautiful, beautiful, cool weather we're having.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you still going to be out practicing your golf game, Eddie?
Listen, I got a golf game tomorrow at 6:50 a.m.